Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello, and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thank you for joining us on this Tuesday. Just yesterday, we began a series with Derek Prince on the gifts of the Spirit. I am really excited about this because as a man who believes in the gifts of the Spirit, I believe that they're for the entire body of Christ and that many times they've been misused in such a way that people have been turned off to them, the very people often who need them. And so when Derek Prince teaches, we know there's sort of a healing and a balance that helps people accept truth that perhaps they might not have accepted otherwise. Yesterday, Derek was talking about how the gifts of the Spirit are divided into three groups: the gifts of revelation, the gifts of power, and the vocal gifts like tongues, interpretation of tongues, the prophecy. These are gifts for the body of Christ. They're not just for television preachers. They're not just for people of a certain personality, certain dynamic personalities. They're for the body of Christ, and it's time to reclaim them again. Let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us the Word of God on the subject of the gifts of the Spirit.
Yesterday I pointed out that there's a close relationship between wisdom and knowledge, and yet they're distinct. And I tried to define the difference in simple terms. I said this: wisdom is directive, knowledge is informative. Knowledge gives us the facts, wisdom tells us what to do about the facts. Each case, it's a word of wisdom or a word of knowledge. God has all wisdom and all knowledge, but praise to his name, he doesn't dump all his wisdom and all his knowledge out on us because we would collapse under the strain. But when we're in a situation where we need to know something or need direction and it's not available to us through our natural ability or education or through our senses, then God in his sovereignty gives us a word of wisdom or a word of knowledge, just a little part of his total wisdom or his total knowledge. Now I want to read to you an example of the operation of the word of knowledge in the ministry of the Apostle Peter, as recorded in the book of Acts. I'm going to read from Acts chapter 4, verses 34 and 35, and then I'm going to go on into Acts chapter 5 and read the first part of the chapter. This is the story of Ananias and Sapphira. I want you to notice carefully how God the Holy Spirit, through Peter, dealt with that situation. It's a description of life in the early church in Jerusalem. Acts 4, 34, 35 says this: "For there was not a needy person among them, for all who were owners of lands or houses would sell them and bring the proceeds of the sales and lay them at the apostles' feet, and they would be distributed to each as any had need." Then we go on in chapter 5. "But a certain man named Ananias, with his wife Sapphira, sold a piece of property and kept back some of the price for himself, with his wife's full knowledge, and bringing a portion of it, he laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, 'Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back some of the price of the land? While it remained unsold, did it not remain your own? And after it was sold, was it not under your control? Why is it that you have conceived this deed in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God.' And as he heard these words, Ananias fell down and breathed his last, and great fear came upon all who heard of it. And the young men arose and covered him up, and after carrying him out, they buried him. Now there elapsed an interval of about 3 hours, and his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. And Peter responded to her, 'Tell me whether you sold the land for such and such a price.' And she said, 'Yes, that was the price.' Then Peter said to her, 'Why is it that you have agreed together to put the Spirit of the Lord to the test? Behold, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they shall carry you out as well. And she fell immediately at his feet and breathed her last. And the young men came in and found her dead, and they carried her out and buried her beside her husband. And great fear came upon the whole church and upon all who heard of these things. That's a remarkable example of God giving knowledge to one of his servants. This couple, Ananias and Sapphira, were trying to cheat God. As Peter pointed out to them, they weren't lying to men, they were lying to the Holy Spirit. Now, the essence of their guilt was this, that they were claiming to be giving God the whole price of the property they'd sold, whereas they were actually withholding a part of it. Peter told them they were free to keep the whole price, but what they were not free to do was to try to deceive God. And Peter very clearly pointed out to them that it wasn't man they were dealing with, but God. And so, by this supernatural word of knowledge, he made it clear first to Ananias and then to Sapphira that he knew that they were lying, they were not telling the truth about the price. The impact of this revelation of God's omniscience, his total knowledge, brought such tremendous conviction upon both Ananias and Sapphira that they actually could not live. The life went from them. Let me just point out certain things about this to illustrate the operation of the word of knowledge. First of all, Peter received his knowledge direct from the Holy Spirit. There was no human source. He didn't have a detective agency. He didn't carry out investigations. He got it direct from the Holy Spirit. Secondly, as I've already indicated, the results were dramatic and powerful. There were two main effects. First of all, the operation of this gift in this context preserved the church from being infiltrated by hypocrisy. It kept the church pure and honest and upright before God. Secondly, it brought tremendous conviction upon the unbelievers. It showed them that God really was in the midst of his people. In the Song of Solomon, chapter 6, verse 10, the church is prophetically presented in these words, "Awesome as an army with banners." I think we sometimes forget that one aspect of the church is that of an army that will put fear and dread in the enemies of God. And one of the things that's fearful and awesome about that army is its banners. And some of the banners that make the church so awesome to the enemies of God are these supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit. It was the word of knowledge there through Peter that brought fear not only upon the church, but upon the whole surrounding community. This is one of the functions of the gifts of the Holy Spirit to enable us to deal effectively with God's enemies and to make the church indeed awesome as an army with banners.
You know, I don't know about you, but I needed that distinction, that knowledge gives us facts and wisdom tells us what to do with the facts. I've often had knowledge that I didn't know what to do with. I need the wisdom of God. We all do. Thank God for the gift of wisdom. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
In the newly released book, You Shall Receive Power, Derek Prince explores the often misunderstood gifts of the Holy Spirit. In his classic, biblically based, and step-by-step style, Derek reveals how God's powerful gift given to believers during Pentecost continues to this very day. How does the Holy Spirit operate? What are the signs that the Holy Spirit is alive and active? What does it really mean to be baptized in the Holy Spirit? Now Derek's newest book, You Shall Receive Power, answers these and other questions about the Holy Spirit and its place in every believer's life. And the new book is available for only $9.95. To order your copy, simply call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The Holy Spirit brings comfort, discernment, direction, and power. Discover for yourself how the power of the Holy Spirit can be alive in you. Order your copy of You Shall Receive Power and let the timely and practical insight found within these pages help you grasp the nature and purposes of this life-changing gift from God.
800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Thanks for joining us today. We're in a series by Derek Prince on the gifts of the Spirit. And the first portion of our show today, Derek was talking about the gift of knowledge and the gift of wisdom. By the way, you can log on to our website at derekprince.org to hear Derek talking a little bit about his own experience with the word of knowledge, exactly the topic he was sharing with us about. Now, he's going to talk to us about distinguishing of spirits. Boy, do we need this. Let's listen.
I'm going to speak about the remaining gift of revelation, distinguishing or discerning of spirits. Both translations are used, to distinguish or to discern spirits. Let me first of all try to define what's meant by to distinguish or to discern. I understand it to mean the ability to recognize, identify, and distinguish between various kinds of spirits that confront us. I'll say that again. The ability to recognize, identify, and distinguish between various kinds of spirits that confront us. And in this connection, we need to bear in mind that the Christian ministry is a ministry in the spiritual realm. In Ephesians 6:12, Paul says, "We are not fighting enemies of flesh and blood or persons with bodies, but we're arrayed against an evil spiritual kingdom, spirits of wickedness." And so it's essential that we are equipped to handle our spiritual enemies. The purposes of this gift, I would suggest, are fourfold. First of all, to lift the veil that covers the unseen spiritual world, the world that we really have to deal with if we're to be effective. Secondly, to enable us to see as God sees. In 1 Samuel 16, verse 7, the Lord told Samuel this, "For God sees not as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." This gift of discerning or distinguishing spirits enables us to go below the outward appearance and see the condition of the heart. The third purpose of the gift is to protect us from deception. We are reminded that sometimes Satan comes to God's people as an angel of light. He appears to be very beautiful and very good and very wise, but his whole purpose and intention is evil and destructive. The third purpose of this gift is to enable us to diagnose people's problems and so help them. Now, the gift is discerning of spirits. It's not just discerning of evil spirits. There are various kinds of spirits that confront us in the Christian walk. Let me mention four. First of all, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. Very important to be able to discern the Holy Spirit. Secondly, there are angels, both good angels and evil angels. Thirdly, there are demons or unclean spirits. And fourthly, there's the spirit of man, the human spirit. Now, I want to give you some examples of the operation of this gift from the New Testament. First of all, in the ministry of Jesus. In John chapter 1, verses 47 and following, read how Nathanael came to Jesus. And it says, "Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and said of him, 'Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom was no guile.'" How did Jesus know that there was no guile in Nathanael? There was no outward way of knowing it, but he discerned in Nathanael a guileless spirit. Nathanael was amazed. Now, from the ministry of Paul, I want to give you an example of discerning an evil spirit, a very significant and important example. This describes what happened while Paul and Silas and their company were in the city of Philippi to bring the gospel to that city. And they were going every day to a certain place of prayer, but there was a slave girl following them making dramatic spiritual pronouncements about them. This is the record as we find it in Acts 16, verses 16 through 18. And it happened that as we were going to the place of prayer, a certain slave girl, having a spirit of divination, met us, who was bringing her masters much profit by fortune-telling. The spirit of divination in Satan's kingdom is the fortune-telling spirit, the one that predicts the future, that tells you whether you're going to be rich or poor, whether you're going to marry a blonde or a brunette, whether your mother or your aunt is going to die, many such things. That's the spirit of divination, the fortune-telling spirit. It is not from God, it is from Satan. The scripture then goes on to say, she followed after Paul and us, and she kept crying out, saying, these men are bondservants of the Most High God, who are proclaiming to you the way of salvation. It's very significant that what she was saying was absolutely true. That's an example of Satan coming as an angel of light. But she was nevertheless not serving God, but serving Satan. You see, Satan's purpose was to confuse the people of Philippi. They were used to divination. They were used to people with evil spirits. If Paul and his company had accepted this girl and her testimony, the people of Philippi would have concluded, well, here's just another example of what we've been used to all these centuries. But Paul didn't fall into that trap. Through the discerning of spirits, he identified the spirit as an evil spirit, and this is how he dealt with it. She continued doing this for many days, but Paul was greatly annoyed. Do you know that it's legitimate sometimes to be annoyed? To be annoyed with the devil is not a sin. But Paul was greatly annoyed and turned and said to the spirit, not to the girl, but to the spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And it, the spirit, came out at that very moment. So the evil spirit was discerned by Paul and then cast out in the name of Jesus. And that was a critical point. It set the whole city in uproar. Satan's purposes had been revealed and frustrated, and he became exceedingly angry, and the most unnatural tumult broke out in that city. That was Satan's response to his devices being revealed.
You know, I've often heard people described as people with a gift of discernment. But you know what? In the Bible, there is no gift of discernment. There's a gift of discerning spirits, and boy, do we need that one. Let's make sure we hold on to the real thing. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
In the newly released book, You Shall Receive Power, Derek Prince explores the often misunderstood gifts of the Holy Spirit. In his classic, biblically based, and step-by-step style, Derek reveals how God's powerful gift given to believers during Pentecost continues to this very day. How does the Holy Spirit operate? What are the signs that the Holy Spirit is alive and active? What does it really mean to be baptized in the Holy Spirit? Now Derek's newest book, You Shall Receive Power, answers these and other questions about the Holy Spirit and its place in every believer's life. And the new book is available for only $9.95. To order your copy, simply call toll-free 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The Holy Spirit brings comfort, discernment, direction, and power. Discover for yourself how the power of the Holy Spirit can be alive in you. Order your copy of You Shall Receive Power and let the timely and practical insight found within these pages help you grasp the nature and purposes of this life-changing gift from God. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order securely when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. We're in a series on the gifts of the Spirit, and the story Derek is about to tell about discerning spirits is so powerful. Let's just get right to it.
Now, let me give you just one example that's a little similar from my own personal experience. Actually, this incident in my life is mentioned in Catherine Marshall's book, Something More. It happened while I was ministering in a church in Chicago. At the close of a service, a lady came to me and asked me for prayer. She said she had personal problems. The Lord showed me, I think probably through the word of knowledge, that she had been a spiritist medium, and I said I wasn't prepared to pray for her. So she went away, but came back a few weeks later, and she said, I have given up being a medium, and I want you to pray for me. So I felt I couldn't refuse. I wasn't confident of her sincerity, but I began to pray with her, and it was hard going. And after a while, I just paused for a moment, and as I paused, she began to look at me intently, and there was a kind of strange, fixed stare in her eyes, and she said, I see you in a car, and it's wrecked against a tree, and there's blood. And for a moment, my heart sank, and I thought, oh, I'm going to be in a car that's going to be wrecked against a tree. And then I realized that isn't the Holy Spirit. That's that spirit of divination by which she operated as a medium. And so the anger of God came over me, and I said, you divining spirit, I reject you. I do not accept that as my destiny. I'm not going to be in any car that's going to be wrecked against a tree. I refuse it. I will not accept it from you. I don't believe that the woman was delivered, at least not at that time, because I really don't believe she'd repented of her evil practices. But I really believe that was a turning point in my life. You see, when you go to a fortune teller, the fortune teller predicts something evil about your life, as often happens. If you say, oh, isn't that terrible? Think what's going to happen to me. In a certain sense, you are submitting to Satan's destiny for your life. And if you submit to it, very probably it will be worked out. What we have to learn to do is identify Satan, even in his deceptions, reject him, turn away from him, turn to God and the Scripture and the Holy Spirit, and receive God's destiny for our life, and believe that rather than Satan's destiny. But these days, it's very important that we are able to discern, even when Satan comes to us in the guise of an angel of light.
You know, thank God for this biblical teaching that Derek is giving us. My hope is that as this broadcast goes out into the world, that there's healing in the body of Christ over this issue of the gifts of the Spirit. You know, I am a card-carrying, unapologetic charismatic. I believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I believe in the gifts of the Spirit. I'm thankful for them. As I often joke, I am a graduate of Oral Roberts University, and that means I'm a card-carrying charismatic. I mean, that's you can't go to ORU and not believe in these things. But I also know that they have been used in such a divisive fashion, that there's been such division in the body of Christ, that there have been extremes and excesses. And my prayer today is that we will come back to a wholeness and a biblical solidness about the gifts of the Spirit that will allow them to be welcomed into every expression of Christianity. Listen, let me tell you that online right now, today, is a clip of Derek Prince talking about his own experience with the Word of Wisdom. This is beyond the teaching that we've been listening to today, and so I urge you to log on to DerekPrince.org so you can hear this personal testimony by Derek of his own experience. Let me tell you also that we're offering a book, You Shall Receive Power. It's about the Holy Spirit. It's about the baptism in the Holy Spirit. It's $9.95, and postage, of course, would be extra, but that's available on the website at DerekPrince.org. You also can call us at 800-448-3261, and we would love to send that to you to help deepen you in these truths about the whole matter of the baptism of the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit. Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Please join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to order Derek's new book, You Shall Receive Power, available to Derek Prince Legacy Radio listeners for only $9.95. Call 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Take a moment to jot down our toll-free number, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can request your copy securely online at DerekPrince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at DerekPrince.org. That's DerekPrince.org.